Priorities are a funny thing. Whether it's military spending, expressing your political philosophy through budgeting, choosing profit over education, or sometimes choosing education over jobs, building a corporate culture that prioritizes growth over everything else. All the complicated decisions that lead to consequences, either intended or unintended, ultimately come down to priorities. This is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Lizzie O'Leary. And on today's show, we're looking at partisanship in budgeting, for-profit education, manufacturing jobs with not enough skilled workers to fill them, and whether free speech is bad for business. As always, you can reach us on our website, marketplace.org, on Facebook, or on Twitter. We're at MarketplaceWKND. Let's begin the show with some long and short. That's when we borrow terms from the world of finance, long as in betting on something, short as in betting against it. And we ask our guests to analyze topics in the news. Here to join me this week are Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer and Jillian White from The Atlantic. Welcome to you both.
Hey, Molly. Doing great.
Hi.
Jillian, let's get started with you. What are you short on this week?
Yeah, so no one is going to be surprised by this, but I am short, at least temporarily, on Uber, or more precisely, Uber's leadership.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if anyone has been following the news at all over the past few weeks, it seems like Uber cannot stem this PR crisis they're having. And the problems that they're facing aren't really small snafus. They're some pretty big problems for the company. So in the past few weeks, video of Uber CEO berating a driver who criticized him showed up. There were allegations of pervasive sexism. A high-ranking engineer resigned after it was discovered that he didn't disclose that he had an issue with sexual harassment allegations as previous employer. And the company's also facing a federal lawsuit that some documents were stolen from Google. That's a lot. That's a lot in a couple of weeks. And Uber's leadership's response hasn't been fantastic. Notably, the CEO said something to the tune of, "I need to grow up." And I just don't think that's really sufficient. That's not really what investors or the public wants to hear at this point. While the company has had some pretty awesome growth and while they're very popular, they aren't all that profitable. They're not profitable at all. So I think the confluence of factors just might make it a little bit much for people, at least in the short term.
So do you think, and I'm here in Silicon Valley, and certainly I think everybody's taking very quiet backroom bets on what happens to Travis Kalanick. When you say that you're short on the leadership, do you think he may go?
I think the very least they'll have to get somebody in there who is a little bit more influential, who is able to kind of rein things in. I think they'll kind of hire somebody to be a little bit of a watchdog. I think that's best case scenario. I think worst case.